Desire, I was living back in Duluth. I have a hate-love with Duluth because I went to college there and I moved away and came back about four or five times. And it always was sort of a place of lots of processing emotions.
Singer-songwriter Mary Bew.
And I was standing in the middle of winter in my living room and this song came out and it was just about like a midlife crisis, but a pre-midlife crisis of what am I doing with my life and why am I here and what is my true calling. And I had considered going into medical school and I'd considered studying nutrition, and I got a bachelor's in psychology, so I was like, maybe I'll become a therapist. But music has always pulled me back in. That has been like my main heart. So I think that's what that song is about.
Song is about your giving yourself permission to do music.
Right, yeah. And he said, you should be a doctor. I can see it in your eyes. Oh, to be my father's daughter. Have I been?
Write songs, you're processing emotions, and we already heard what you had to say about a song where you're thinking about what it all means, but you must be working through relationships as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I write a lot of songs about relationships. The song Gorgeous, it's on the album Boat With No Oars. There's a line in it that says, "What makes you so gorgeous, like a man who has built up a fortress, whose charms have led you to lead me to a moat with a boat but no oars, a coat with no arms, a sky with no stars?" And that's truly about a relationship that really didn't pan out and was relatively deceitful, where someone gives in a way that feels like it could go somewhere, but it's just sort of false and like a lie. And I laugh when things are hard sometimes.
What's the image a boat with no oars mean?
Well, I wrote the song. Sometimes I write songs and then I find out later what it means. But I mean, if you think of a boat with no oars, a person in a boat with no oars just floating wherever the waves take them. So kind of a drifting, aimless quality, leaving it to the fates, really. And this song talks about how your heart is a token and a treasure to be won, speaking more to myself that, and to people in relationships to value their heart and have it be won over rather than just like giving blatantly to people that are perhaps so damaged that might just continue to hurt, you know?
What makes you so gorgeous is a man who has built up a fortress, whose charms have led you to lead me to a moat with a boat but no oars, a coat with no arms, a sky with no stars.
Mary, when you're standing in front of an audience and you're singing your songs, do you have any songs that you can always count on a good reaction?
Well, it depends on if you're from Duluth or not, but the song is the Things I Left in Duluth is the radio, the G-rated edit version. But that, it's a kind of a punk pop number. It's fast, it's kind of funny. Yeah, and it's about leaving a lot of things behind. We've all perhaps moved and got rid of stuff on the sidewalk or brought stuff to Goodwill or, you know, or just burned it in the burn pile, you know. And that song is kind of about leaving behind certain things. And I absolutely do love Duluth, so it's not like a purge, or it's not like a dig on Duluth at all. It's just I left a lot of stuff.
Left a broken dishwasher.
She sings, writes songs, and plays multiple instruments. And as you heard, Mary's songwriting is about stuff that is real. For information about her shows and about contacting her, her bio and recordings, and her speaking and consulting, the web address is marybue.com. And that's Bue, B-U-E. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking. We'll be right back.